Good morning, Pilgrim. I have here before me a sermon by Charles Spurgeon, preached on April 11th, 1861. And he preached on Ephesians 2, Doctrines of Grace. And his reading was from Ezekiel. I'll read that later here. First, I'm going to read his introduction to the sermon. There are some who say, to what purpose, after all, is your inviting any to come to Christ, when the Spirit of God alone constrains them to come? And why especially preach to those whom you believe to be so depraved that they can't, they won't come? Well, that's so, but this is a serious difficulty to everything except faith. You see, Ezekiel, yeah, he's standing over there. He's about to preach a sermon. By his leave, we'll stop him. Ezekiel, where are you? Where are you about to preach from in the Bible? Well, I'm about to say, says he, to preach to a strange congregation. Yeah, congregation of dead, dry bones lying in a pile, a mass in a valley. But Ezekiel, they have no power to live. I know that, says he. To what purpose then is your preaching to them? They have no power, and if the breath must come from the four winds and they have no life in themselves, to what purpose do you preach? I'm ordered to preach, says he. I'm commanded. And so he does it. He prophesies. He preaches. And afterwards, mounting to a yet higher stage of faith, he cries, come from the four winds, O breath, and breath, breathe upon these slain that they may live. The wind comes, and the effect of his ministry is seen in their life. So we preach to dead sinners. So we pray for the living Spirit. So by faith do we expect his divine influence, and it comes, not from man, nor by blood, nor by the will of the flesh, but from the sovereign will of God. Notwithstanding, it comes instrumentally through the faith of the preacher, while he pleads with man, as though God did beseech you, by us we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. What say we go to Ezekiel 37? The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of a valley. And it was full of bones. And he caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were many. There were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy, that is, preach over these bones. Say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied, so I preached, and as I was commanded, and as I preached and prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, an earthquake, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And I beheld, and lo, there were sinews upon them, and flesh came up, and skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy, preach unto the wind. Prophesy, preach, son of man, say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood upon their feet, and it was an exceeding great army there. And he said unto me, Son of man, These bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit in you. Ye shall live, and I will place you in your own land, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. Now I'm going to go to Ephesians. Ephesians 2. As soon as I find it here. Why it came up this way, but it did. And you did he quicken when you were dead through your trespasses and sins, wherein afore time ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that now worketh in the sons of disobedience, among whom we also all once lived in the lust of our flesh, doing the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, quickened us together with Christ. By grace have you been saved, and raised us up with him, made us to sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, that no man should glory. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God before prepared that we should walk in them. We were dead, a pile of dry bones. That's what we were. That's what I was. That's what you were. Dead, a pile of dry bones. The Spirit of God came upon us, came into us, the grace of God. Raised us up. Have you been raised up? Has God acted upon you? Are you hearing God? Are you listening? The wind bloweth wherever it wants. The Spirit moves wherever he wants. It's such a mystery. Our minds can never understand it. It's not a work we do, it's a work he does. So God bless, Pilgrim. Think on these things. We need preachers to preach the gospel. The necessary ingredients for a work of salvation are a dead sinner, a loving father, a crucified and a risen savior, a living life-giving spirit, Holy Spirit. And last, by no means least, the faithful communication of the gospel. It must be prophesied. It must be preached. Without it, how's anybody going to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ? Romans 10:14. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And And how are they to believe in him whom they have never heard? How are they to hear without someone preaching, someone prophesying? Preaching is prophesying. Prophesying is preaching. Not telling the future, it's preaching. Remember the God-ordained route to saving faith, Romans 10:17. So faith comes from hearing. Hearing through the word of God. So Ezekiel stood up and he made a big noise. What noise? The noise that God gave him to give. He preached God's word. Preachers preach the gospel. Not the social gospel, but God's gospel, Christ's gospel. People will be saved through the work of the Holy Spirit. The breath of God will come upon them. But you must preach God's word. I'm rambling on again. God bless, pilgrim. Think on these things and have a blessed, blessed day with our Lord.